It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Pain Hustlers, which is one of the weakest attempts to channel on The Wolf of Wall Street, but is actually inspired by the opioid crisis. Emily Blunt does a good job at trying to overcome a typical script as a struggling mother who lands a job at a bankrupt pharmaceutical company with Chris Evans and Andy Garcia as her new employers. After many failed attempts, she finally sells their latest product to a nearby doctor, and the prescription sales go through the roof. But of course, this drug has terrible side effects, some of them more lethal than others. Pain Hustlers was directed by David Yates, whose last non-Harry Potter entry was The Legend of Tarzan, which wasn't that good to begin with. This one is not much of an improvement, although Blunt's performance tries to carry the movie. It's based on Evan Hughes' book from last year, and I feel it's rushed. Movies of this genre take years to find the right screenplays and performances. I really enjoy these money games because they take risks and test our minds about how greed and corruption result in people getting hurt and the ones responsible getting arrested. This movie about painkillers is a real pain. 2 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.